Good morning and welcome to Your Safe Money Show, the show that helps you plan for and thrive in your golden years. Today I'm going to start to dive into something most of us don't want to even think about, and that's Alzheimer's or dementia. We're going to get into a heavy conversation about that, but I think it's a necessary conversation. But before I do that, I want to welcome my co-host, Mr. Tony Shore. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Todd. Great to see you. I know you've been incredibly busy. I'm glad you picked this topic, and it needs awareness. And so many people now, toward the end of their lives, end up with Alzheimer's or dementia. And my parents included, because they both have Parkinson's, and there's a really bad form of it called Lewy body dementia that comes with Parkinson's. And my mom is now getting it and starting to show signs of that, as is my dad. That's starting to creep in because they both had, my mom's had Parkinson's for years and years, but she's in late stages and it's kind of gotten worse lately. And just, you know, in the last few months, the Lewy body dementia is really reared its ugly head there. And that's the area that my dad showed signs in first. Everybody's different. But that for that reason, it's personal to me. So, Todd, I'm glad we're talking about it.
Yeah. Tony, how old are your parents?
They're both in their 80s, 82 and 84.
Yeah, I just want to mention that because I have a lot of younger people that have Parkinson's or the signs of Parkinson.
Yes, yes.
This is
you can get it when you're young.
Yeah, but just to be aware that there's many types, and we're going to get into that. And the reason I picked this for a show, it necessarily isn't for the people that have dementia or Alzheimer's. Sure. It's really for the caregivers.
Yeah.
But I thought for everybody, young and old, we'd spend some time identifying the different types, some of the treatments, some of the caregiving information. So this might take us a couple weeks to get through, but I think it's that important. But before we get into that, I just want to give you a couple updates. We've been doing Medicare. We've been seeing 30, 35 people a day. We're taking walk-ins. Wow. If you're still in need of getting a plan, stop in. I'm going to squeeze you in somehow, some way. If I got to stay here till 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night, we've been making phone calls to people. We're trying to get everybody seen, but don't go without a plan. With UCARE not covering the Medicare recipients this year, beneficiaries, you have to get a different plan. Don't ignore it.
Yeah.
Because you're going to end up with Part A and B, and you're going to have a very big void if something happens to you on your wallet, because it's going to cost you a lot of money if you don't pick up that Part C or supplement or something to cover that openness on Medicare. It isn't 100% coverage. And if you miss Part D, you're going to get penalized for not having Part D. So make sure you're reviewing your Medicare right now. And if you need help, reach out and I will get you in somehow, some way, some form to get you through next year. With that being said, there's a lot of attention on the news today or yesterday. Well, it's been all week, I should say, that Medicare coverage from UCARE is gone. And now they announce that UCARE is not going to do the individual insurance for people either. They're going to leave the insurance industry altogether. And Medica is picking up that book of business. That means a lot for people that work for UCARE. There's going to be a lot of people looking for work, and Medica is actually going to pick up some of those employees to fill in. Now, that is not going to disrupt your coverage for 2026. They will just sub-label it as a UCARE Medica policy. They're not going to change the plans. And then next year, we don't know exactly how it's going to happen, but next year, if you have a UCARE Medica plan, you'll need to change it or do something in order to keep it as a Medica plan or change it altogether. But as you know, in Washington, D.C., they can't make up their minds of what they're going to do in the first place with their funding or Obamacare or any of that type of stuff. So we're all on the wait to see what's going to happen with that. All I know right now is I've had some family come in and we're looking up their premiums for next year. And some of them are going from $600 to $800 to $1,000 to $1,200. I've seen premiums as high as $1,900 for premiums. So When it comes to looking at your health insurance, make sure you're looking at your income. Make sure you're getting the credits that are due for you, and then pick out the proper plan for your family when that happens. And I know I've given you a lot of information today on that. If there's any questions or you need any answers on that, make sure you're reaching out to us. My girls here know the answers. Kristen's a professional. She can do MinSure, Medicare, Medicaid, you name it. She's got it under control. And we'll help you. We'll guide you. Don't be out there all by yourself. One thing I'm going to tell you is I'm going to try to get through this show, and I'm going to admit it. I'm a little bit exhausted and a little bit lack of voice.
Yeah.
But we're going to continue on.
Yeah. How many people a day did you say you've gotten coming through there to talk about Medicare and their plans?
Well, we start at 8 in the morning and we book till 5, and we have every half hour booked, and we're trying to squeeze people in every 15 minutes. So, and most of those appointments are with two people, and everybody's needs are different. So we have to analyze their drugs. We have to analyze their medical needs. And then we have to find a plan in a network that makes them happy so that they can see the doctors that they want to see.
Yeah. Wow.
Otherwise, there's nothing going on, Tony.
If you're bored, I've got some yard work. If you want something extra to do right now, Todd, you can come rake some leaves or help me put up Christmas lights if you want.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't even know if I'm going to get to that this year, but it is supposed to be a nice weekend. So,
yeah.
Moving into our topic today, and not only is it something on top of my mind, it is actually National Alzheimer Awareness Month.
Yep.
November is, and their color for National Awareness Month is teal. I didn't know that till I was doing a little bit of investigating.
Wow.
I found out that. So if you're thinking about somebody or you know somebody, you can wear the color teal just as a reminder that we all need to be aware of this. So today we're going to talk about what types of Alzheimer's there is. Maybe we're going to talk about a little stigma behind dementia and Alzheimer's. And then we're going to talk about early signs of dementia. And I know we all kind of kid about it, you know, because we're all forgetful, but there are real signs of dementia, and it's something we need to be aware of.
Yeah, it is a serious thing. Even though my kids and my wife and kids like to joke, they always say, if I always forget stuff, and they say early onset.
Yeah, I get to pick out the home, Dad. I get to pick out the home.
Yeah, so. That's true. They tell me that too sometimes.
That's right.
They won't leave us alone. Boy, once you hit a certain age, you start hearing it from everybody. But I'm glad that they have a month to raise awareness, and there are different types, as you mentioned, of Alzheimer's and dementia. And I just think it's so important. And I think everybody out there, Todd, knows somebody, has a friend or close family member who has had dementia, you know, who has dementia or Alzheimer's. And it's a very real thing.
Yeah. So dementia is really an umbrella term for a range of conditions that cause a decline in cognitive abilities, right, severe enough to interfere with your daily life. The most common dementia is Alzheimer's disease. That we hear that a lot. But yep, we also have vascular dementia, and like you said, Lewy body dementia.
Yep.
And frontotemporal dementia is another one. So those are the kind of three. Alzheimer's is caused by abnormal deposits of amyloid plaque and tangu tangles in the brain. I know it sounds really complicated because it is. A lot of times they'll notice when they do a brain scan, these little shells in there. It looks like little shells, and that they can identify that that's part of it. Sometimes it's not, but sometimes they can see it actually after a while of having it. Primarily, this impacts short-term memory. This is Alzheimer's disease. Short-term memory loss, it's confusion and gradual personality changes. Language and walking issues can happen later.
Yeah.
My father-in-law had this, and he was never a shy man, and he always let you know what his opinion was.
Oh, boy.
And that's as gentle as I can put it, but he was a great guy.
It removes inhibitions. You can't help what you say sometimes, so you just say it.
But some people lose their inhibitions. He turned the other way.
He did.
Soft, caring, gentle, loving person. Wow. He had it. It was just an amazing thing. So it's not always a negative thing, but it does change that personality.
Yeah, yeah.
Vascular dementia. This is caused by a condition that disrupts blood flow to the brain, such as strokes and damaged blood vessels. Mm-hmm. And these symptoms often include impaired judgment, problem-solving difficulties, and slowed thinking. The onset may be sudden after major strokes or gradual with mini strokes. Mm-hmm. And then that's vascular dementia. And you know about the Lewy body dementia. They call it LBD. This is characterized by abnormal protein deposits called Lewy bodies in the brain's nerve cells. And symptoms include movement problems. This is similar to Parkinson's disease.
Yep. It usually goes hand in hand with Parkinson's in a lot of cases. Yeah.
It has visual hallucinations. We've all heard of people having the hallucinations of seeing somebody or something. Fluctuating alertness and sleep difficulties. Mm-hmm. And when we get into this one, it's kind of hard to control because there's so many different aspects of it and you don't know what to treat first. And doctors have a problem with it. You know, they really do. What do we do? There are other rare types. Many people in later stages of Parkinson's, like you said, develop dementia with symptoms affecting memory, reasoning, and speech.
Yep.
There's Huntington's disease, an inherited progressive brain disorder causing involuntary movement, cognitive decline, and personality changes. One thing I learned quite a while ago about dementia, it's not the person, it's the disease.
Yeah.
And as a caregiver, you have to make that determination that it's not the person anymore. It's the disease that causes those problems. And I know it's easy for me to say. I've never had to take care of a person one-on-one. But that, as we talk about it, and you think about where you're sitting as a caregiver, you have to make that definition. It's not the person, it's the disease.
Yeah. And yeah, that's the tough part. And I deal with it. You know, I go down to see my parents almost every weekend or every other weekend at the most. And it's hard having to deal with my dad. They both have temper flare ups and they're just, that's not who they are. It's tough. It really does change people.
Yeah. Do you have that list I sent you? Do you have this next one? My pronunciation, these aren't very well. I don't know. I know.
You want me to say that?
I'm hoping you can do that one.
Creutzfeldt. I think it's Creutzfeldt or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease or Creutzfeldt. It's Creutzfeldt, Jakob disease, CJD. And that's a really rare one. I have read about that, but that's a rare one.
Yeah, rapidly progressing brain disease are causing by infectious proteins called prions.
Prions, I think.
And I'm not a doctor. Trust me, I don't know these, but I think it's still important for us to let you know what's out there. This next one isn't any easier.
Wernicke
Korsakoff syndrome.
Yeah,
a brain disorder caused by a severe deficiency of thiamine or vitamin B12, often linked to alcohol use disorder. This condition may cause dementia-like symptoms that can sometimes be partially reversed if it's treated early.
Yeah, you said B12. It's actually vitamin B1. That's thiamine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think thiamine is B1.
Okay.
But you're right. I mean, that's a really bad one. I don't know much about that one, but it sounds bad.
Yeah, and then we have chronic rheumatic encephalopathy.
I can't.
For all you English teachers out there and grammar people, I apologize, but I'm doing my best I can. And this condition is caused by repeated head injuries, often seen in athletes or soldiers, which can lead to dementia symptoms years after the fact.
Yeah, encephalopathy. Yeah, there you go.
This is the NFL disease.
Oh, that's right. CTE is the NFL disease from repeated head injuries. Yeah, oh, that's a bad one. CTE, yeah.
Yep. And soldiers often get it. But this is the study they did on NFL people or players after years later. Yeah. I know there's been a lot of those studies. But there's more than one. I guess that's what I was trying to get with this, is there's more than one, and they need to be identified so that you can get the treatment that's needed. Because some of these with early treatment can be reversed a little bit. It's not an end-all or delayed. I should say delayed probably makes more sense. Another thing I want to touch on, there are several designated periods for raising awareness, and I think it's important to mention that. There is a World Alzheimer Month. It's an international campaign. This is held every September. World Alzheimer's Day takes place within this month of September, on September 21st. This campaign runs by, this is run by the Alzheimer Disease International, and it aims, just like this, to challenge the stigma surrounding all types of dementia globally. And there is a huge, huge, huge stigma about dementia.
Oh, there is, yeah.
In the United States, it's called National Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Month. It's observed this month, like I said. This was proclaimed by the president. Various organizations such as Alzheimer's Foundation of America participate this month, often using the color teal. You know,
All these disease awareness campaigns have a color, and they had to go with teal. All the primary colors are taken, right? Yeah, that's problem. Right.
Yeah. What can we use? Yeah. So, you know, these awareness months provide opportunities for communities and organizations to host events, share information, and become advocates for better care and research for people that are affected by dementia. And that's what we're trying to talk about today, is just getting some of the stigma out so you understand it, and some of the misconceptions people have, and these are kind of tough. There are common misconceptions of people with dementia are called the living dead, where they have no hope. That's where we have to make that separation between the disease and the person. And you know who the person is underneath all of that. And that's what we continue to love and care about. And the disease is something we hate and fear and really can get mad at. And we don't want to get mad at the person. And that's the subgrouping we have to work on. That we just have to get over, because it's becoming, well, like you said early, Tony, all of us know somebody.
Yeah.
All of us know somebody, or knows a parent, or knows somebody that grandparent or parent has.
Yeah.
So we have to do what we can do as an individual person to minimize the severity of spreading the bad news. We need to spread the good news.
Yeah. And there are a lot of resources out there, Todd, and we'll mention this again at the end, but I wanted to throw out the Alzheimer's Association here in the U.S. Their website is simple. It's ALZ.org. So it's ALZ.org. And there's a helpline there. There's help and support information, research, how you can get involved if you want to help fight it, or you want to donate or give in honor or memory, or get involved in other ways, or you just need help. It's not just about getting money, but there is a help and support page, and they have a 24/7 helpline. So that's it's ALZ.org. That's A as in Apple, L as in Larry, Z as in Zebra, .org or .org. So ALZ.org, just six letters. It'll get you there.
Yeah, we will bring that up at the end of the show. If you get it down, and if you do want to help, it's important.
Yeah.
It's important because there is always a cure. There's always something out there. We're learning about it.
Yeah.
If nothing else, with that help, maybe we can enhance somebody with dementia or Alzheimer's life. A lot of people live a long time with Alzheimer's and dementia. I had a good friend's mom that got it, and she was not there but she lived a long time.
And that's tough.
Yeah.
Really hard. I mean, you hate to say it's hard that she lived a long time, but to live a long time with that, where you don't know necessarily your own loved ones, that's rough.
Yeah, and you don't know what's inside that brain of theirs either. What are they? They've lost function of talking. They've lost the possibility of communication, and you don't really know what's in there. So it's hard. But I also want to talk about the symptoms of dementia today, because if maybe you're having some of these symptoms and you're not doing anything about it. Mm-hmm. Of course, we all know the memory one, forgetting recent events, names, and conversation. I mean, I forget what I'm going downstairs for a lot of times.
I do that all the time. I'm like, what did I come up here for?
Absolutely. And I got to re-step and take new steps to figure it out, or just ask my wife.
That's why we're married to the women we are, Todd, because you and I both, my Sarah, boy, I don't know what I'd do without her. I wouldn't remember. I go, wait, I was going to go to the store, but what did we need? And then she goes, well, we have to get this and this. You said you wanted to go get this. Oh, yeah. She goes, that was just 5 minutes ago. And I go, yeah, lost it.
You know, Barb has a system because she knows I'm terrible at going to the store. Now she writes out a list and takes a picture of it and sends it to me on my phone.
Yes, there you go. Yep, yep.
But, so forgetting recent events and names and conversations, that's a big one.
Yeah.
And then cognitive function. This is difficulty reasoning or problem solving, planning, or organizing simple tasks.
Yeah, this is one my dad's been dealing with for a long time. Yeah.
And it's real, real frustrating.
Yeah.
You get mad with yourself and you can't do it. And then communication, struggling to find the right word or difficulty with conversations. And it's like, I know that word. I know that. I had a client in this week. Her sister was with her. And she's suffering with it now. And we were talking about a Medicare plan and we had a normal conversation. You would have never known there was a memory until I asked her to write down the date on the application. And she just stood there and froze. She had just written it down and she totally lost it. And she says, and then we had a trust conversation of being able to trust somebody like her sister that's going to help her through this. Mm-hmm. That's a hard time in their life because you remember sometimes and sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
So that's a big one.
Yeah, you got to get over that fear and shame, you know, that stigma around these. You got to get over that. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we hear this a lot, and that's orientation. Getting lost in familiar places or confusion about times and locations.
Sure.
We hear about it probably every month or so where somebody takes off in the car and they disappear. They go someplace. They think they know where they're going, but then we don't find them. And then maybe they're in Chicago or they're in Iowa. I don't know why anybody go there, but no, I'm just kidding. Oh, Iowa.
Shots fired on Iowa. I love it. I grew up about 6 miles from the Iowa border, 10. So in Minnesota still, but we used to make fun of Iowa drivers all the time.
We had so many Iowa jokes over the years. We're not even going to go down there, but
no. Really
true. The next one is behavior and personality, mood changes, increased anxiety and agitation, personality shifts, and loss of social inhibition.
Social inhibitions. That's a big one. I have a relative that, never was great with it, but it's gotten with old age, the filters are gone, you know?
Yeah. The filter that I didn't even talk about the filter button, but yeah, you're right.
Some bad ones.
Oh yeah. And then we just move into, movement, type like Lewy body dementia. You can also cause problems with movement, balance and coordination and falling over and those types of things. I know we're running out of time today, so I want to quick get into some of the causes. Alzheimer's disease caused by buildup of abnormal proteins, and I mentioned that earlier. Vascular dementia is the blood vessels. Lewy body is the abnormal protein deposits. But then we can talk just a touch on medications. These are treatments. And I should have probably spent an hour just on pronunciations here today.
Cholinesterase?
Yeah, that's what you said.
Inhibitors, cholinesterase inhibitors. I think that's how you say it, yeah.
And other drugs can temporarily improve memory and thinking or slow the decline for some individuals. Yeah. That's a good one. And then we have some therapies out there. Occupational therapies help adapt daily tasks. Speech therapy assists with communication and swallowing. And counseling helps manage emotional and behavioral change. This is a time I'm going to say reach out to somebody.
Yeah, those are all really good. And I want to tell you from my mom and dad, it works. Those therapies you talked about to help them with daily tasks, their speech, communication, swallowing. My parents have struggled with that, and that's really helped. That helps as much as the drugs do in many cases or more.
Yeah, a matter of fact, I don't know the studies behind it, but a lot of people are saying prior to reaching that, just in your older years, you should be playing games of memory, yes, like Scrabble and the games on your phone, and keep the mind working. And what I was told, and you don't quote me on this, if there's a doctor out there, don't be write me.
You're not an actual doctor. You just play one on the radio.
Yes, right. Yes, I do. But they say that your mind and your brain can trigger areas to get those memories to a different area in your brain.
Sure.
And by practicing and doing harder things with your memory, your brain will work and rewire
itself.
Rewire it. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
It'll help rewire it.
Yeah. I play Wordle, and I think that helps.
Oh, yeah.
It's that game, you know, where you have to
five. Yeah, since I met you, you've been getting much better.
You've seen the improvement.
You've seen the improvement along.
Yeah.
And then lifestyle adjustments. Maintain a healthy diet, like the Mediterranean diet. Regular physical exercise.
Wait, what? What do I have to do?
Jump over that. physical exercise, some social activity, good sleep, hygiene. It can help manage symptoms and potentially slow the progression down. And then risk management, managing cardiovascular risk factors like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes. Everything you don't want to do that your doctor says you have to do are things that can probably help you in the long term for dementia or
just stave off dementia or at least help reduce the risk. Off. Yeah. Reduce the risk.
Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely. If you manage your heart, if you get out there and you jog or exercise, you keep the blood pressure down, keep the cholesterol down, and diet and manage your diabetes and your A1C, then you're less at risk for dementia and Alzheimer's. So yeah, those are, and some people say easier said than done, but you know what? Just, you got to work at it, and you got to be willing to go to the doctor when you have these symptoms. And I think that's really important.
Right. Practice makes perfect. So just keep trying, doing your best you can. That's all we can do in life, isn't it? Do the best you can.
Yeah. They say early diagnosis. You mentioned here in your notes, I don't want to skip over this last point you wrote down here, and you said early diagnosis is crucial to identify and potentially reverse the causes and get available treatment. So don't ignore those symptoms. That's for sure.
That's right. And you need to find out more information. You can go to the Alzheimer's Association there. You had the other one.
ALZ, yep. The Alzheimer's Association is ALZ.org.
Or the National Institution on Aging. There's lots of information there.
Yep.
And we're going to continue having more information here on this next week if you stay tuned. And you got to remember, if I can't prove it, don't do it. Have a great week.
All right, and that does it for today's episode of Your Safe Money Show with our host, Todd Schoberg.
We're here to help you succeed on Your Safe Money Show.
Your Safe Money Show is brought to you by Schoberg and Holmstrom Financial Services in Mora, Minnesota. The agency is an independently owned and operated and is not affiliated with any other safe money or government agency. Call the office at 855-22-MONEY, 855-22-MONEY. 206-6639 for your no-obligation appointment or visit yoursafemoneyshow.com.